The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus looked around and saw rich men dropping their gifts in the temple treasury. And he also saw a very poor widow dropping in two little copper coins. He said, I tell you that this poor widow put in more than all the others, for the others offered their gifts from what they had to spare of their riches. But she, poor as she is, gave all she had to live on. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, it was a Sunday morning. A woman with her little son attended the Sunday Mass. And after the Mass, as they were going home, the woman started grumbling. She had a grumpy face and she started grumbling. As she was grumbling, the son asked the mother, Mommy, why are you grumbling? Mother replied, The homily was hopeless. Today's homily was hopeless. Then immediately the son was very quick to reply. He said, Mama, what more do you expect for the 5 rupees you put in the collection box? What more do you expect for the 5 rupees you put in the collection box? My dear brothers and sisters, this is our usual human tendency to give less and expect more. Some examples, usually we try to evade tax and we expect more from the government, the facilities from the government, or we pay less of tax money and we expect more facilities from the government. And we do not like to study much, we do not like to put in more efforts, but we expect high marks, and we work less, expect higher salary. This is a usual human tendency, giving less and expecting more. But if we look into the gospel of today, we see a contrast, a totally a different example, just the opposite. We heard in the gospel, a woman came into the temple. It is said she was a poor widow. She came into the temple and dropped two little copper coins. Maybe that was her day's salary, because during the time of Jesus, widows were ill-treated and they were not given a lot of money as salary. They were given meager salary. So 2 copper coins might have been her day's salary, and she put both into the treasury. Now Jesus notices that and he immediately says, this poor woman, this poor widow put in more than all rest of the people who put money in the treasury. Why did Jesus say that? Because many of the rich people during the time of Jesus used to bring sacks of coins and drop in the treasury. It is said they used to bring sacks, a lot of coins. You know, what was the intention? So while dropping that sack of coins, that would create a lot of noise. And that would draw the attention of people immediately. Oh, this man has put so much of money. That was the intention. But this poor widow had only 2 copper coins. Definitely that would not make any noise, which people would hear. But my dear friends, God heard the noise of these 2 coins, 2 little coins. That is why Jesus said, this poor widow put in more than rest of the people. Because rest of them were putting from the abundance, from the excess they had. But this poor widow gave from the little she had. Usually it was a tendency that time to see hands. The people see hands. How much is given? But Jesus makes it very clear, God does not see hands, but God sees the heart. People see the hands, how much is given. God sees with what intention, with what motivation it is given, with what volition it is given. That's what matters to God. So this poor widow gave all that she had from the heart, and that's what really mattered. That's why Jesus said she put in more than everybody else. My dear friends, a question might come to our minds. Even though poor she was, she had only 2 copper coins. How could she put in all that she had in the treasury? How was she so generous? The answer is her dependence on God. She was dependent on God, on God's providence. I will give whatever I can because God will take care of me. That is why she put in all that she had. Her dependence on God was great. That made her very generous. I have a little niece who is in Bangalore, 2 years old. She is 2 years old. One day she was eating peanuts. She was holding a box of peanuts and eating one by one. I extended my hand and asked for peanuts. She gave me, looked at the face of her dad, my brother-in-law, and she gave the entire box to me. Now what made her to give that? Why did she look at her father's face? She knew that my dad would take care of me. That's why she handed over the box to me. Her dependence on her father, that she knew that her dad would give her more, that made her to be generous towards me. That's what happens with us when we depend on God. Our dependence on God's providence makes us generous because God transforms us to be generous. When we depend upon God, I repeat, we become generous. And how do we depend on God? We depend on God through a relationship. And how do we build up this relationship? We build up this relationship through conversation. And this conversation is nothing but prayer. Now, we see in all the saints a dependence on God. They depended totally on God because they conversed every day with God. And they developed an intimacy with God, and with which they became very generous souls, generous in service of humanity. That is why Saint John of the Cross, the great mystic and Carmelite saint, he very clearly says, take God as your companion and walk with him in faith, and you will learn to love. I repeat, take God as your companion and walk with him in faith, and you will learn to love. Why? Why we need to take God as our companion to learn to love? Because by our very nature, we are selfish. We cannot be altruistic by ourselves. We ought to depend on God. We ought to walk with him in faith. Then he will transform us to be generous. By ourselves, we cannot be generous towards others. We are selfish. It is God who transforms us to be generous towards others. And that's what we see in the life of saints. Today our theme is that. Life of saints is an example for prayer. Now what was prayer for them? Prayer was not confined only to the church or the chapel. For them, the life itself was prayer. Just the life itself was prayer. Every activity was dedicated to God. They used to have an intimate conversation with God, whom they loved so much. And that was prayer. Take for example, little flower, Therese of Lisieux, whom we call little flower of child Jesus. Now, what happened? She in her life did not confine prayer to chapel or church. When she was sweeping the floor, she used to talk to God. When she was mopping the floor, she used to talk to God. When she was doing laundry, or when she was washing clothes, when she was cleaning utensils, she was talking to God. So prayer for her was just a friendly conversation with God in all her activities. And I remember one incident in her life. As she was walking on the corridor, one sister was always showing a grumpy face towards her. Always, every time. Now, whenever she used to show a grumpy face, little Therese used to smile at her. Always smile at her. One day, that sister who was showing a grumpy face asked her, "Even though I show a grumpy face towards you, why do you smile?" Then little Therese replied, "I see God in you." Now, how was it possible for her to see God? Because of her prayer life. Every activity was dedicated to God, and that was prayer for her. Now, let us go to Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa of Avila, another Carmelite saint, great doctor of the church. She defines prayer. She is authority on prayer. She defines prayer as, prayer is nothing but a friendly dialogue or friendly conversation with the one who we know loves us. Who is that? That is nothing but, no one but God. Now, God is the one who loves us, not only in the chapel or in the church. He loves us always, everywhere. So the prayer has to be, according to Teresa of Avila, not only in the chapel or church, everywhere, in all our activities. It should be like two friends conversing intimately with each other. That's what St. Teresa of Avila says. Every activity dedicated to God, as two lovers talk to each other. They don't have set time. So we are going to talk only during this time. We are going to talk only during this time. And the content of talk will be only this. No, there is no restriction between two lovers. That's what St. Teresa of Avila says. It should be an unconditional, intimate dialogue between two friends. That's what she defines prayer as. We move on to Blessed Lawrence of the Resurrection, another holy man of Carmelite order. He also says, he has written a book, Practicing the Presence of God. Practicing the presence of God is nothing but every day, in all the activities, remembering God. That is prayer, he says. And we have Saint Damien, who worked with the lepers. It is said, as he was living and working with the lepers, he used to talk to God whenever he was cleaning the wounds of the lepers. And we have Mother Teresa, our own Mother Teresa of Calcutta. It is said, when she started this congregation, Missionaries of Charity, she had only one bucket and two saris, it seems, with which she started this congregation. And what was she doing? Whenever she was cleaning these lepers, she was talking to God. Not only that, in the early morning, she used to spend 2 hours before the Blessed Sacrament. And her prayer life was not confined only in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Throughout the life, throughout the day, she used to see God in the lepers whom she was serving, the least and the lost whom she was serving, and she used to converse with God in them. And that was prayer for her. And in the first reading of today, we heard St. Paul saying, "My dear brothers, we are constantly praying for you." If you look at the life of St. Paul also, a life was totally a life of prayer. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we have seen many examples of saints who are defining prayer not confined to chapel or church. That is needed. But prayer has to go beyond that. Prayer is much bigger than that. Prayer is nothing but a conversation with God every time, anywhere and everywhere, because God loves us beyond chapel or church. So all our activities should be dedicated to God every day, and that itself is prayer. We may be cooking in the kitchen, we can talk to God in the kitchen. We may be planning business in our office, we can also talk, converse with God there, and that is prayer. That's what is taught to us by the saints. So as we are celebrating this Holy Eucharist, as we are honoring infant Jesus, let us ask His grace to develop this intimacy with God in our day-to-day living, to converse with Him as a friend, to have this intimate dialogue with Him so that He may transform us to be generous souls, to be loving people towards others, serving humanity. Amen.